Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
What's up, guys? Headphones Neil here, back with my review, or my next review for Star Wars The Bad Batch, and it's for Season 1, Episode 1, Rampage. So we have the crew going out on a limb to get some information on who, or not on a limb, but to get information on who the bounty hunter after them is, and they land on Ord Mantell to speak with someone who could potentially help them, but wants something in return. So essentially she's turning the Bad Batch into a group of mercenaries to capture who they think is a humanoid child, but as it turns out is a baby Rancor. So they take care of the job, and overall, that's the simplicity of the episode. They are able to capture the Rancor and give it to the lady who hired them, who transfers it to the owners who were looking for that Rancor. But from here, the episode takes a good turn in that it has a nice couple of bits of Easter eggs, trivia, things like that to make it a very intriguing episode, or a continuing episode in the Bad Batch story and for the Star Wars universe. So to start it off, we get our first look at Ord Mantell, which was first mentioned in Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, where Han tells Leia about running into the bounty hunters on Ord Mantell that changed his mind about the bounties. So it got me thinking that Ord Mantell is a safe haven or a general haven for bounty hunters to conduct their business, but it was nice to get a visual on a city that we've generally only heard in Star Wars lore. I don't know if Ord Mantell has shown up in Star Wars Old Republic, the MMORPG, just because I haven't gotten that far into the game yet, so for me this is the first look there. And then continuing in the episode, we get the return of the Zygerian slave traders. So this is a group that we first saw earlier in the Clone Wars when Anakin and Ahsoka are trying to free some slaves, and Ahsoka learns that Anakin used to be a slave, and that's why he takes to slavery very hard and doesn't abide by it. So overall, that story arc, or it was just good to see those guys back as character models, not the slavery part, just to be clear, but an interesting turn there. Otherwise, as far as the Rancor goes, I got to thinking when we had the Bad Batch trying to capture the Rancor, that what's easier or harder to capture, Rancor or Raftars? So another Han Solo reference, and nothing related to the episode per se, but I just got to thinking which is harder to capture. But this ties into the end of the episode because we learned that the baby Rancor that the team was set out to capture was the baby Rancor that we see at the beginning of Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, in Jabba's palace. So that was the baby Rancor we see there. So obviously in the time that Luke and the gang show up there, the Rancor has aged up a little bit. So in this case it looked a bit silly, just because of an animated version it looked more like a Fortnite character, I guess. So that was kind of the downside to the character model, but overall it was good to see a connection in the Bad Batch, as far as relating to the films and continuing that bit of background information in this universe between episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and episode, well, I guess the original trilogy in general, just because we have Orb Mantell in episode 5 and the Rancor in episode 6. So that's all there is for this particular episode and review. So like I said, like I've been usually saying, it's been generally a piece by piece progression as far as what they've been presenting in each episode, but it is the Bad Batch continuing to try and make their way through this new universe after the war and in this brand new empire. So we'll see kind of how the season ends still, but I'm kind of curious what all of these pieces mean or what it leads into as far as what happens to the group, what we learn, and how it generally relates, or how it finalizes that gap between episode 3 and episode 4 of the films. So that's all there is for this particular review. So if you have any questions, comments, feedback, stuff I missed, stuff you thought was awesome, something I missed or was said incorrectly or anything like that, you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, or comment on this post on the Patreon at patreon.com/PatelN01. And of course, the website is headphonesneil.reviews for past episodes, subscription links, supporting the show, and all of that good stuff. But thanks for tuning into this particular episode, and until next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.